please visit our website, https://rabr.kaileohansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device. I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton and Rick Ross Bosley.
Nope, there's Rick.
It's time to talk Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. Yay. Star Wars.
Jar Jar! Jar Jar Binks!
Yeah, no, not so much Jar Jar. With the feedback, you know, we want everybody to send us feedback. Please use the website. There's links to everything that we have available for feedback over there on the left-hand side. Today we're reviewing Star Wars Tales of the Empire Season 1, Episode 5. It's called Realization. So we're going to do an unboxing first, discuss the episode, and, ask for feedback again. And give some of our thoughts. So, let's do an unboxing. Let me get rid of the previous unboxing.
You have another one?
I have another one.
Oh.
And this one's in a box that's sealed, too.
Amazon was busy at your house.
It might have been reboxed.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so here we go. Yeah, this is a new one, too. No, it isn't. I had this one.
Same.
Backwards. Same. All right, there's the box. You didn't run the thing, so let me run it again.
Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings.
We already started it, so. But here's the box. Baze Malibus. The guy that shows the weapon, he's the one that defended the Jedi Temple that the old blind guy was in Rogue One, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
So 141 is the number here. It does say Rogue One right up here underneath Star Wars. So it's calling that out specifically. They usually don't do that, but let's try to get rid of the glare so you can see his uniform and stuff.
Cool.
And there's the side.
He's the one that had like a little mini laser blaster, like a minigun thing.
Yeah, it was like the cartridges, like the belts for the bolts of it. And this one, look at all these characters that are included in this grouping. That's quite a few. Again, I said it's the Rogue One collection. And let me get it closer if we can get rid of some of the glare. Captain Andor.
Yeah.
Jyn Erso. I don't know. I can't read some of those up on the screen.
Isn't it KT, the robot?
Nope, he's not in. Yeah, you're right. He was in there. Director Orson Krennic, which in the middle there. He might appear on one of these episodes soon. I think I've got one of him laying around here too.
Small one on the bottom.
That one?
Yeah.
It's a dark droid or a dark color droid. C285. Okay. Let's see if we can get it close. It gets fuzzy. Here it is. C285B5.
Gotcha.
Here's the other side. A little more hair action there. And then the top with black eyes. No red eyes, no beady eyes, nothing. It's just sleepy black eyes, it looks like.
Stone Cold Killer.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, right. That's who they should have had play that guy.
That's right.
But there's the unboxing.
Sweet.
Too high. There we go. Yep, there we go. Yay, unboxing. Yeah, little tiny claps. Yep. All right. So today, Tales of the Empire Season 1 Episode 5 Realization was directed by Stuart Lee. Storyline was by Dave Filoni. The writer was Matt Mitchovitz. The music score by Kevin Kinner, Sean Kinner, Deanna Kinner. And again, we have Barriss Offee, played by Meredith Salinger. The Governor, played by Keith Ferguson. Lynn Reckish, which is the fourth sister that we saw on the previous episode, played by Raya Kilishdeed. I don't know how to say that. The Jedi. That's the only name we have of this person, is The Jedi, played by Rye Chase, and a young girl played by Jordan Currit. So, we're going to do a Pelly's commercial real quick.
Are you planning your next trip to Tatooine? Well, come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where our droids will spruce up your wagon. We'll service just about anything from Starfighter Corellian Y-1300 freighter to a Vespa hovering scooter. If we don't have the part, we can get it. If you qualify for our special program, we'll provide you with any part our Jawas can get. Well, that's right. Come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where we can store fuel and upgrade your vessel. We're located at Tatooine's Mos Eisley Spaceport, Hangar 35.
That's right. Mos Eisley Spaceport, and, you know, I wonder, we mentioned the Vespa hovering scooter. I wonder who the parent company is of that nowadays.
One of those
big shipbuilder companies now. They're just building the small ones for consumers. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to get into and sometime maybe an offshoot of some episode somewhere.
It was an early startup company.
Yeah. All right. So again, Tales of the Empire Season 1 Episode 5 Realization, episode on May the 4th. Running time was 12 minutes, and again, it's the same timeline as before, 19 before the Battle of Yavin. And what that means is it's time to grab your favorite beverage, pull up a chair, and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room. All right, here we go. So Inquisitors Barriss Offee and Force Sister are journeying through hyperspace on a Phi-class Shuttle Sith. I don't know. What's the sickle? No, that's not the right word either. It's something related to the sickle, some sort of wheat cutting device. But it's the name of the shuttle. Scythe. Yep, that's Scythe. How you say it. It's spelt funny. It's S-C-Y-T-H-E.
Yep,
Scythe. I think it's the same word. In the search of a target purported to be working with rebels. Offee notes that the intel they received is not definitive as whether the target is a Jedi or not. But the fourth sister insists for her to stop the questioning of the Grand Inquisitor's intel. They arrive at the rocky world and land just outside a crumbled settlement. Walking past cowering residents, Offee laments that the object is lack, meaning there's nobody there. Wondering how the Emperor allowed such suffering on this planet, which we all know that the Emperor caused the suffering, but
yep.
The Force Sister maintains that they would flourish if they were still loyal to the Galactic Empire. So they're being punished because they're not loyal to the Galactic Empire. They walk through the town with people of various species. The fourth sister demands to know where the Jedi is. Where's the Jedi? Warning them the Jedi's danger. You know, because they attack the Emperor nowadays. So, but the governor swears there is no Jedi here. Meanwhile, Offee kindly asks a young boy for information, who is more willing to reveal that the Jedi is in the mountains. Offee tells her colleague and prepares to leave, but is angered at the governor lying. The fourth sister goes on a killing rampage, sitting in the village running and screaming as Ophif watches and is horrified. So the fourth sister is pissed, and so she kills everybody. As the fourth sister walks out, glaring at Ophif, who is standing protectively in front of her, a child who revealed the location. Ophif cautions him not to look back at the carnage as the Inquisitors make their way to the mountains. Ophif debates with the fourth sister about what just happened. Through her, fellow Inquisitor is certain that she did the right thing. So she punished them for not telling and lying and whatever, and we see that Ophif still has, some concern because she protected the boy, right?
Yep.
So she's kind of questioning what's going on here still. Her mind's still not brainwashed all the way, I guess.
Well, we're seeing that will absolutely play out with the actions of the episode.
Exactly. They reach the cliff base and begin to scale the mountainside. Nearly falling as large rocks fall down below in their way. Now behind the fourth sister, Ophif reaches the top, and the Inquisitor and Jedi are already clashing. So the fourth sister finds the Inquisitor, the Jedi, right away. And pew, 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 pew. All that stuff.
Yep.
The Jedi knocks the fourth sister to the ground, leaving them to deal with Ophif. They attempt to strike, but Ophif defends herself, imploring them to surrender. She refutes the Jedi's claims that she is a traitor and a murderer. Though the Jedi is skeptical, Ophif gains ground. She begs the Jedi to come peacefully instead of clinging to the falling order. They both lower their lightsabers, with the Jedi agreeing that they are indeed tired of running. However, just as they were relenting, the fourth sister attacks from behind, announcing the matter finished and taking their lightsabers. Matter's finished. No more lightsabers for you.
Wild Bill Hickok moment, shot in the back.
Ophif insists they bring the Jedi to the ship to save them, but the fourth sister is uninterested. She does not care that the Jedi was going to surrender. Instead, is concerned with the eradication of the Jedi everywhere. At that, Ophif declares that she is no more a Jedi with which to deal. But just as the fourth sister ignites her blade, Ophif force pushes her off the mountain, tossing her own Inquisitor helmet after her. She then rushes back to the dying Jedi, assuring them that she would try to save them and that they are not alone. And I believe that's the end of this episode. Credits.
Yeah, it was short.
Real short. Like I said, 12 minutes long. One of our shortest episodes. Yep, that's it. Credits are rolling.
Straight to the point. Like, she sees what the Empire is all about and isn't sold on it.
Exactly. Ooh. Japers, somebody needs a nap. Alright, so that was short and sweet, and like you said, she kind of realizes what she's gotten herself into. I don't want any part of this. I don't want to be, maybe I don't like the Jedi that much, but I don't want to go around killing everybody that's associated with Jedis and stuff like that. I don't want to be the part of that.
Yep.
And that's kind of why she gets rid of the fourth sister and throws her off the cliff, which we assume she dies. We don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't.
Well, we talked about this in that last episode, but what Reva was what number? Like, I can't remember the fifth sister, the sixth sister, right?
I've got her over here. She's the third sister.
which really doesn't make sense because she would have been afterwards. Like, so
she could have went through training before. I don't know.
Well, she was, well, no, she couldn't have, because she was at the temple as a young kid. She was like a young Padawan when Order 66 came through, and Barriss and Sister Four would have been older. So I don't know. It doesn't,
right.
I was curious, like maybe they cycle, you know, okay, one sister, one's dead, the new sister becomes Sister One, you know,
kind of things. I don't think, I think she was probably trained as a child for the Inquisitors. If you remember Reva, yes, she was there at the same time, but we saw her as an adult in Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is, you know, after Luke Skywalker has been handed off to his uncle or whatever, and of course is a teen, or not a teenager, but he's a like an eight or 10 year old kid. So that's at least 10 years from the time that we're at right now, I would say. Yeah, we're before the Battle of Yavin.
But am I thinking the wrong thing then? Because I was pretty sure that Reva was the one that tried to save some of the Padawans when she was like, you know, 7 or 8, right?
Yeah, she did. And the Inquisitors intentionally kidnapped children so they could retrain them. Inquisitors, but the Empire did.
Yeah, but at the first episode is when the attack on the temple happened, and so she'd been like young, and Barriss was already, I don't know, late teen, early 20s at that point, I'm guessing.
Correct. That's correct.
I don't know. It's not about, we're going kind of way off, but I just was curious about, like,
well, you know. You have to think of Barriss Offee is maybe about the same age as Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ahsoka, I don't know. She's alive way into the future, of course, but, you're right. Reva is much younger. And I mean, we're talking from the current timeline, we're talking maybe 20 years in the future when we see Reva at, Obi-Wan Kenobi and stuff like that. Live action episode. Yeah, she's an Inquisitor, but she could have got her name as a third sister because she's been training, I don't know, longer. I don't know. Because what they do is reassign the numbers and stuff. So one dies, if 3 and 5 are available, she gets 3 or whatever. I don't know. They do reassign them, so that could be part of it too. So anybody who has any opinions, please let us know. Got feedback links on the left hand side of the website. You can email us feedback@kyledranson.us. You can go to our webpage and click on the form that you can fill out. Twitter @super_duper_pod. Blue Sky at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word. And we're on YouTube, so there's plenty of spaces on YouTube to do comments as well. So please send us as much feedback as you can. Tell us what you think about the episode, what you think about Barriss, fourth sister, third sister, tenth sister, which I don't think exists. Just tell us anything we've done wrong, what we've done good. You know, Rick's eyes are mesmerizing and you want to watch us all the time, whatever it is, just tell us. And we'll put it on. So with that, I guess I'll do the outro.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kyledranson.us. That's rabr.kyledranson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet.
and we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcast. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Patreon website at rabl.kaileojohansen.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited.
Very bad.
I am Kyle John Johansson, and this is Andrew Jazzhands. Say goodbye now.
No Jazzhands? Okay, sorry. Alright, so have a good time, and we'll be back here shortly. Scan that barcode, that'll get you to our website for the podcast.